Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English. Intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Here we are. We are feeling very English this morning. It's about 11 o'clock. And we are both sat here with our cup of tea and a bicky.
Exactly. Very nice. It would only be a little bit more British if we maybe had some scones. Although I guess that would be the afternoon.
That would be afternoon, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the dreaded E word.
Exams.
This morning. Yes, we're into March and we're starting to look ahead with some of our students to their English exams. But Chris, what were your experiences of exams when you were at school?
Well, when I was at school, I guess they were just part of the system, you know. We had end of year exams every year, but they weren't, most of them were not vital or important, you know.
Okay.
I don't think you were held back based on your exam. It was more just to get you used to the exam process.
Okay.
You, obviously, there were the big ones. The one where you went to sixth form.
And it, okay.
Back then, of course, it was very important for which sixth form you went to. I'm not sure it's still as important now.
The GCSEs at 16 years
GCSEs, the first sort of big stress fest where you're...
Stress fest.
Where your parents are like... If you fail this, you will not go to university, you will not get a job, and you will die at 20.
Yes, very pressured. Were you a crammer? Did you cram or
I was a bit of a crammer, but I think in general I did far too little revising.
Okay, so you were a little bit of a lazy student.
A little bit of a lazy... Regarding exams.
Yes.
A little bit lazy. What about you, Andrew? What was your...
Were you a crammer? I got lucky because I quite enjoyed exams. I quite enjoyed the pressure and the competition. So I maybe did better in exams than I was actually as a student, how good my real level was. So I was a bit lucky, and I'm not sure it did me much good long term.
Really?
But yes, what about exams as an adult, Chris? Have you had to take many or...?
I've taken a few exams as an adult. I took one last year.
Okay.
I think we mentioned this last podcast, actually.
Yeah, part of your professional development as an English teacher. How did you find that? Was it stressful or was it...
I think the thing that really surprised me was how hard it was to write so
much. With a pen and a... Yes.
Was hurting so much. Because I do pretty much everything on a computer now.
Yes.
So I'm not used to writing. So I was making sure that I practiced. I was writing lots of things by hand.
Okay, very
before
interesting.
Before the exam to get ready for it.
I wonder how much longer pen and paper exams will continue or whether they'll bring in laptops. And thinking about English exams and some of our students and some of the students you've had previously, what characteristics make a good student in terms of their exams and what makes a weak student in terms of their exams?
I think as a general rule,
yes,
if someone is a good student in general,
they
usually do okay in exams.
Yes.
Obviously, there are certain students like my sister who underperform, get very stressed by it. But generally, if you've got a good head knowledge, you'll do better in exams, I find. So I think that's a key one.
So be well prepared.
Being well prepared is a very important one too.
Yes.
Reverse planning is a trick.
Okay, what's that? What's reverse planning?
Well, instead of like thinking, today I've got to do this, tomorrow this, and you know, adding up your time until the deadline, you work from the deadline backwards and you kind of go, okay, well, the day before the exam I need to do this, and so a week before that I need to do this, and go backwards in steps.
And probably part of that preparation will be practice papers and practice exams.
Definitely.
It can be very, very helpful.
Especially the English exams. There's a lot of activities which can be a bit tricky and aren't that like what you do normally, so yes, you need to know the activity as well.
Yeah, no substitute for practice. And I think a big tip would be the fact they are not testing your ethics or your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They are testing your English. So do whatever you can to demonstrate your English ability and not worry too much about your opinion on the political question or things like that. We'll have to finish there, but we'll be back next time with more help for your English. Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, Intermediate Plus Listening Practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises, and things to help improve your English.